Yesterday we began discussing the issue of the tarovas, a mixture which contains the isser and heter. So different things to look at. We're talking about min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. Min b'mino means there's no discernible flavor that's transferred from one to the other because it's the same type of thing. Like a piece of kosher meat and a piece of treif meat is both a steak, it tastes the same. As opposed to min b'mino, min b'eno mino, min b'she'eno mino, that's where there's a transference of tam, like let's say mixture of meat and vegetables. The other consideration was whether the mixture is lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish. Okay, lach b'lach means that in effect the mixture is where everything is completely mixed together. Nothing remains an independent entity. Okay, let's say some milk spills into some soup or something like that. So it all gets blended in together as one item, one unit. As opposed to yavish b'yavish, when the iser is omeid b'enel. Okay, the prohibition, the also item, the mutra, they remain individual. They're together in a pot, but and therefore we don't know which is which, right? But as an independent piece, each piece stands by itself. So we mentioned yesterday, just in terms of general hakdom, which I'd like to finish today before moving on to the next topic, the issue of min b'mino yavish b'yavish. Okay, so there we assume the halacha is batel b'rov. Okay, it's a regular bitul barov. I say regular, it's a somewhat modified kind of bitul barov based on Achrei Rab Lahatos. We mentioned yesterday that Achrei Rab Lahatos, it's a whole sugi in the first paragraph of Kulin, that distinguishes what's called the Rubat Isa Kamana, Rubat Lesa Kamana. Again, that's not our topic, and maybe another time we can talk about it. But basically, we assume based on the pasuk of Achrei Rab Lahatos, so we can assume that. That it goes by the majority. So if you have two kosher pieces of meat and one non-kosher piece of meat, then we can assume when you pick up any particular piece of meat that it came from the roe, which was the two, and therefore it's kosher. Again, it's more than just a regular clarification. We explained yesterday, it's not the same type of suffix. Let's say the case of Teisha Chanuyos, nine stores that sell kosher meat, the one store sells non-kosher meat. So now we find a piece of meat on the street, on that block where all the butcher shops are. We don't know which it came from. So there we have one kind of a suffix. Here by us, it's a different type of a suffix. We know for sure there's a non-kosher piece of meat in this pot. You just don't know which piece it is. It's not what we call nikar ha'isah. This is not noticeable. There's no way to discern it. Okay? I mean, obviously, the old bets are off. You can tell which is not, let's say, the non-kosher piece of meat has a stamp on it. It's non-kosher, obviously. And you don't bring that in. You can't tell it. You can tell it apart. That's called nikar iser. We're told you can't tell it apart. So we said, min min yavish, we obviously bought the row. We also saw that most Rishonim, machlokas, most Rishonim say, even on Darbana level, it's bought the row. We don't require any more, even with Darbana. And then we raise the question as to exactly how much of this food can be eaten by one person at one time. So we saw the first astonishing sheet of the Rosh, that the Rosh says you could one person eat all three pieces of meat, even though at the end of the activity he vaday ate one piece of non-kosher. We knew for a fact that one of the pieces is not kosher. And the Rosh has that language, nepach iser lios heter, that the iser became heter. And we analyze that, what's the logic behind that, how does that work? So we saw the B'chaim, who says it's based on a different type of a robe. It's not a matter of halich achar a robe, or as lina basa ruba, or called the parsha ruba kaparsha. Rather, the robe of a ruba kakula, like we find by Bezdin, okay, that we disregard. That was a lashon of Tosfos of Kama Chavzayin that the Chaim was building on. That we view the others that don't exist. It's simply not a the Bezdin. We don't say that it was 16-7. The example was 23-0. That's what was required. That's what we said yesterday. And then we saw that other Rishonim disagreed. The Rosh Bo, the Taurus of Bias, and both the Bias Akotze, the Bias Ara, and some Chubas as well. The Rosh Bo disagrees. He says, no, one person can't eat all three pieces with Asachas. Okay? What he can do is, he really sounds like it's the regular rope. When I have three pieces of meat in a pot, one two are kosher, one is non-kosher, so I pick up any one given, I can't tell them apart, any one given piece of meat that I pick up, either I say, well, this is the kosher one. It's called the parsh, rubaka parsh. It's like the Teisha Chanuyos, right? It's not a different type of the rope, it's the same regular rope. Okay, you pick it up, and you have the right to say that. That's it's not isu nepach lios heter. It's not a magic that suddenly there were this, again, this rubaka kula or Chaim's point. It's not nepach isu lios heter. Each piece I can be done individually. I can decide individually. This piece came from the rope. And the Rosh Bo says, even when you get to the last piece, you can say, okay, this piece is kosher. Where's the other? Oh, the one I ate before is not kosher. Right now, I'm allowed to eat each piece. That's what the Rosh Bo says. And we mentioned that Tosfos written by Babasa goes so far as to say that if a person would eat all three together, itaka b'chayav achatas, because for sure, as Lashon was at the end, sha'arei bebirur, ochal chaticha sholchelem, he ate a non-kosher piece, without any question. Okay, that's what we left off of last time. We were wondering, what about, that's by yovish b'yovish. This lambda seems a little harder to say, what about by lach b'lach? Lach b'lach, everything, the definition I said before, lach b'lach, is everything gets blended into, everything, the issur dissipates within the heter. Well, it's yavish, yavish. The issue didn't dissipate within the heter. Okay, the issue stands by itself. We just don't know which piece is also. Right? We had with the different gidin, right, in the Mishnah we started with, right? So the issue didn't dissipate. The issue is there. We just don't know which it is. So, in effect, that's what the Rosh Hashanah is, that Nepach Yisrael Yos Heter, the halacha declares that it's no longer considered to be also based on whatever lambdas it's based on. So the truth is, according to the Rosh, you'd say the same thing by lach b'lach. Right, even the issur dissipates, it spreads out, but lahalocha will say the same thing. You can eat the whole bowl of soup, okay, the whole pot of soup, or whatever the blend is of lach b'lach, you can eat the whole thing. Even though vada, you ate non-kosher food, for sure, there was non-kosher food in this mixture, but it doesn't matter, because nepach yisrael yos heter. But if you hold that, like the Rashba, the Tosfos Rid, and other Rishonim, who say that it's not nepach yisrael yos heter, the issur remains, but I've done each individual piece independently. But that's good when you can tack it down, each individual piece independently. Say, in other words, for sure, there's no issur. Each, let's have three kosher, three pieces of meat, two kosher, one non-kosher. So for sure, there's no non-kosher meat in that one kosher piece, right? It didn't blend, the issur didn't dissipate one into the other. But by lach b'lach, that's not the case. Any teaspoon that I take, any spoonful or bowlful or whatever that I take, is going to have issur and heter in. That's the nature, the physical nature. So it's a little bit harder to understand how we can say a bittul b'rov by lach b'lach, where we said that bittul by lach b'lach, we said min ha'tor, it's also bittul b'rov, and the darbana where it goes there, okay, and we require shishim, it's a gzeira atum in b'sheino mino. Okay, it's zera auto min b'sheino mino, but even mid the it's bottle b'rov. Except for the sheet of Yehuda, we mentioned it says it's never bottle based on the apostle with dapar and damsar and so on and so forth. So we need to understand a little further. How can we eat by lach b'lach? According to Rosh, not a problem. What about according to the other Rishonim? So if we look at yesterday's sheet, so there's a tshuva from Yitzchok Inspector. Tshuva's Be'er Yitzchok. Yerodei Simon Yud. Chelik Yerodei Simon Yud. So he's talking about a different matter, but he brings in our situation. Yesh Lomar, the Zeb Talib Plutus we've shown him, the Ordeus of Kuftes, that's the symbol we saw yesterday, it's Yavish B'Yavish. Okay, Gabi Yavish, the Vatal Bro. The Chadashit, the Suyele, the Heter, Mitzad Rov, Hamivarer, Al Kol Chaticha Shachal. Okay, that's the position of the Rosh Bona, is that the Rov is Mivarer on each individual piece that I pick up and eat. The Rov is Mivarer, the Rov is Machriya. The Rov tells us I can eat this piece of meat because called the parish, Meruvah Kaparish. That's one Shita. Ushar Shita is the other opinion. It wasn't just the Rosh, but the Rosh says the most clearly, what we mentioned before, that the Tosis and others. But Ushar Shita Surele, the Isu Nepach Leheter, they bit of a Rov. That's what Chana spells it out. Kemosha Kasa or Rosh Barucha, and he quotes a Tosa. Menachos like that, Mother Bishonim also. Okay. So if he's there, Yesh Lodun, the Tosa is up, the Shitosim is filled with the Isser Nepach Leheter, the Havi Keman de Lesa, right? That's the Swar behind that. Isser Nepach Leos Heter, and it's Keman de Lesa, like you said from Chaim in the Bezdin, the Tosa is really, the Tosa in the Baba Kama said that the other, the minority view, what was the Lashon of Tosa again? Gabi Dayanim Shai, the Choshev Mir did who? Kimishaino. Kimishaino is just Hebrew for command the lesson. Right? It's the same concept, right? But he says, what about Taka by Lach Bilach? Okay, so he brings an interesting raya from Rambam, okay, in Hilchus Shar of Ketuba, Perak Aleph Halacha Tes Lo, and I'm sorry, Tes Zion and Yud Zion. I should say Tes Zion and Yud Zion. For our purpose, it pays to look at Halacha Yud Zion first. The situation there is you have nevela shenis arba b'shchuta. You have on the table some nevela meat and some shchuta meat on the table. This is perak aleph of the shar avos atumah. So in addition, as you know, nevela is not only in this and that, it's also in the tumah tara. Right? You look at the psuk at the end of Parsha Shmini, so there's also tumas nevela, aside from napi l'ali, there's also tumah, it's metamek. Okay, b'masa b'maga. Okay, maga means touching it, masa means carrying, perhaps even without touching it. let's say you have a waiter who's carrying a platter, so they're not touching it, but it's called maser, I can carry it. So anyway, so the Rambam writes, the veil of Shisar B'shkut, again, Parak Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, so he says that in Rov, Minashkuta, if Rov, the piece of meat in this situation, are Shkuta, kosher meat, Rov, the piece of kosher, so Batla Hanavela B'shkuta, okay, then the Nevela is Batla, right? We don't know which piece of kosher, which piece is not, so we say it's Batla B'Rov, the Ein HaKol Mitame B'Maga. Okay, and therefore any individual piece that I touch, I'll touch them one after another. I touch them one, you know, now I touch the other one. I don't become tummy. Even if I touch, say, there were five pieces, ten, whatever, I touch them all, but I don't become tummy. That's the Rambam rules. They ain't a kol mitame maga. But he writes, aval inosa hakol nitma she'i efshar l'shuta. Okay, it basically says it's a technical reason, but for our purpose now, if he carries it, so then you do become Tomei, Tomas Masa. Why? Because by carrying all the pieces together, what are you definitely carrying? You're definitely carrying the Nevela piece of meat, right? In other words, you know that there's one piece in the Nevela. So if I touch each one, so what's the Rambam saying? Basically, sounds like the Rambam saying exactly like we said from the Rashba by us, right? The Misra, the Gemara's a din in Tumah Tara. But it sounds like he's saying the same thing. The Rambam says, if I touch each individual piece, I'll be done, and I'll say, what I touched just now is from the Rove. The Rove is kosher, so I don't become tummy. But if I carry them all together, okay, I carry them all at once, so then you're mitame tumas masa because you're definitely carrying the treif piece of meat, the nevela piece of meat as well. So it sounds like the Rambam agrees with the Rashba, the Tosfos, and so on. That's carrying it is like the same guy eating all three pieces. That's the tzustav. Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter if you touch all pieces.
So if you touch them all at once, I would say probably yes. If I touch, let's say, there are five pieces, I have one finger on each. I would say that it should be the same. Okay, but anyway, that's the Rambam over there. So now, what if you have the following case? That's an Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Tes Zayin. Rambam talks about something. It's on source 40. Again, it's Hilchos Sharos Hatumah Perek Aleph. Rambam writes Behema Sheshofa Chareres Dam. Again, animal miscarried. Okay, and it didn't with Bechor and so on. But anyway, the animal miscarried. Okay, and It was a fetus, and the animal miscarried, and along with the miscarriage, is the animal, the fetus comes out, and so does a lot of blood. Okay, and you really can't discern the fetus and the blood. I don't want to offend anybody, but it's a little disgusting, right? There's fetus and blood all, you know, kind of mushed together. So the Rambam writes, "Behema sheshofa chareres dam afal pishe nifter ben bechora." Okay, even though now if any future animal that this calf, this cow gives any future calf that this cow gives birth to will not have a din of bechor because this fetus, it was in effect the bechor. Okay, not our issue now. But the point is, all this blood comes out, but eina mitama lo b'maga v'lo b'maso. Eina mitama lo b'maga v'lo maso. It's not mitama either maga or maso. Ad sheyia batzuris nefel l'fi shebetela b'rov ayotzima. The fetus, which l'chora should be mitame, is not mitame because it's mixed in with the blood, unless you can see tsuras nefel, unless the fetus, you know, can be independently discerned from the rest of the blood. Okay, there's all kinds of other stuff there. All right, so then l'fisha b'teila b'rov hayotze ima l'ficha chi tahor afal pisha zirul ager agavim. Okay, now anyway, that l'chora. One second, but according to the Rambam, said it should certainly. In other words, if you have, it should certainly be chal. Why if you carry this whole, I don't know if it lands on a plate or a box or whatever it is you carry, why shouldn't there be masa? Why shouldn't there be tumas masa in that situation? Okay, in fact, why shouldn't there even be tumas maga? If everything is all, you know, sort of a conglomerate, the tummy thing with the blood, everything a conglomerate, so, you know, especially, but at least masa there should be, based on what we said before, because you're definitely, if you carry the whole thing, you're definitely carrying the fetus as well. If I pick up that box, the animal miscarried to a box, a bucket, or whatever was in, we have all this blood, and I pick this up, I'm definitely carrying beta, it's even the astira to what he said before. So we look in the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam in the second Halacha, Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam writes, the Kesef Mishnah writes on the Rambam, Umidibra Rabbeinu, Shekosav Eina Kol Metame Maga Mashma, Shafilu Noga B'chol Azesim B'yachat Tor. He says, but the Kizayis, even if you touch them all, I don't know if he means all at once, literally or not. Okay, that's why I didn't want to give a straight answer there. That's a subject of the question. But V'yesh L'smoah, Ma'ish Nomi Masa. Okay, why should there be a difference? This is what he says. Okay, why by Maga, in the first halacha, why, it's not the first, it's the second, the one we read first. It's the Kesemish's comment from Halacha Yitzayim. V'yesh L'smoah, Ma'ish Nomi Masa, V'chosa Rikorkas, the Kesemish quotes the Rikorkas, why don't we show him? Because in the first case, the case with the piece of meat, each kizayis is by itself. Because here he says each touching is considered a separate act. That's why I don't want to answer your question directly, because you can argue. But anyway, so kol negia unegia mechulekes he levado. Uvechol zayis yesh negia bifnei atzma. Okay, sounds like he's saying even at once, because I put my pinky here, I put my middle finger here, I put my thumb there. Each one is considered a separate touch. It goes that far. Meaning, but the question is if you do it all at once. But I don't want to go into that. But that's what the case of Mishnah says. But avonoso biyachad ein makom lechalek hazesin. Well, so can no say kozayis b'fnei atzmo. When you carry it together, you're all at once, you can't say now in mechalek between carrying this piece and this piece and this piece. You're carrying it all together. Okay? V'kalahav. Kach nirali das rabbeinu. That's what he says. But one second, so ask the case of Mishnah, but what about v'intomar ma'ishnot b'charos dam d'besom of the previous halacha, we read second, by the animal miscarried, this, gave out this blood, spit out this blood. The besamach from a bitul barov ain't a matama lo b'mag v'lo masa. The hacha ain't bitul barov mo ella l'maga v'lo masa. There should at least be a problem with masa. The tirutz harikurk is al the chararis dam shiny. Here's what's for us. Shabitul shabotel bitul kinis arba hacharara b'dam. Okay. I'm going to do another thing. Nimches b'hem. The hakol kemo hadam. What happened was, since basically this mixture, says the Rikorkas, is a mixture of lach to lach, it's the blood together with the fetus, not discernible, it all becomes nimch, it's like it all melted, all dissipated in the word I used before, together. V'ein kan o dobar shiitame. There is nothing anymore to make, in other words, in mitzias, okay, physically, everything has become dissipated into one unit. There's nothing more to become tame. In other words, if you can't discern it. And that's why he says it's batel barov works even to avoid the problem of tumas masa, because whatever was going to be mitame masa is now dissipated throughout the whole thing. I would have thought that there should be a problem of tumas masa in that case with the blood with the nafel in it. But no, says the Rikorkas, it's different. It's different because it sounds like he's saying it's lach b'lach. That's how Yitzchak explains it. And he writes in the third paragraph back in Source 39, B'inei HaRambam, Chosav Behema Sheshofach HaRizdam Eino Metame Af B'masa. Okay, why not? He says because that's Dahavi Tarovas lach b'lach. D'bizeh Kemanda Lesedomi. There, it's like the piece of the Nefel, which was Nami Metame, is Kemanda Lesedomi. That's what he says by Hilchos Tumah. In other words, what is he saying? He's saying basically that by lach b'lach, not quite the iser nepach lios heter, but the iser vanishes. It vanishes physically, and if it vanished physically, right, it's gone physically, it's not discernible, it's mixed in with the rest of this whole, it's not like three pieces of meat, well, the piece isn't mixed in, it's again, three pieces of meat, or either in a tumah case or in our tarovis case. Three pieces of meat, nothing's mixed one with the other. It's three individual pieces. We just don't know what the status of each piece is. But it's not a mixture. Here, it's a nimocha in the language of the Rikorkas, or the Rikorkas. What it says, it's command the lesson on me. Look at the last words in 39. The af hasovrin, the bebitul berov, eno nepach isolater. Okay, that's by Yobesh. Avo b'taruvas lach modi dehavi keman delesa b'nepach isolahetar kemo b'behemar sheshofa chares da. The Yitzchak says that everybody, even the Rashba, and the Tosfos, whatever else, will agree that by lach b'lach, even, he says he didn't say iso nepach lios heter, Rappers, they don't have to quite say Isser Nefach Leos Heter, but it's enough to say that in effect the Isser disappears. Now, the Rambam apparently holds like the Rashbam, namely, that as long as you can distinguish, like by Yavish, by Yavish, as long as you can distinguish between the pieces, or between the Nefel and the blood, or between the Nevela and the Shkuta and all the cases, you can distinguish in each piece, then there's a suffix, an individual suffix on each individual piece, okay? Both regards to Tumah and so on. So if I touch each individual piece by itself, I'll be down each one in each touching act individually. Okay, even if I end up touching all of them. So that's each one is a separate decision, a separate consideration. But if you do everything together, like by Masa, there's one act, right? There's one act of Masa, is carrying. So it's like eating, like I said before, the Masa is like eating the three pieces together. So, but by Lach Belach, everything is Nivlal, everything is kind of absorbed into one. By Yavish B'Yavish, each, the Isser and the Heter are individual pieces. By Lach B'Lach, the Isser, in effect, loses its physical status, and it's Mitzias. In Mitzias, it's gone. Right? Some milk spills into some soup. So what happened to the milk? It's gone. Right? It's there, but we don't see it. We can't tell. Yeah.
So it's not a dinner of a or is it?
So by Lach B'Lach, I'm saying I'm not sure. It's just the Ruba Kul is an explanation of the one that's behind it. I'm not sure if you have to say that, because what you could, it looks like that's what Chanan's saying. I think you can say that since, since in Metzias it disappears, okay, and it loses its physical identity. In Lach B'Lach, the Isser loses its physical identity. So it loses its physical identity, argues it also loses its halakhic identity. Now the question is, in what percentage? Is Rov enough, or it's only Shisha, right? And then that's the further question, right? But by Lach B'Lach, by Yavish B'Yavish, I never lost its physical identity. So we had to come up with a different explanation. But by Lach B'Lach, the Isser loses its physical identity. So then once it loses its physical identity, in other words, by Yavish B'Yavish, it's a halachic bittul, right? The halacha, it's based on that svara of Ruach Kekula, whatever the longness will be, it's a halachic bittul. But by Lach B'Lach, it's actually a physical bittul. Now the only question is, what is the percentage which allows for that to be considered that it lost its identity? Okay, does that have to be some ratio? It's 1 and 2. So I mean, the Raisa, we said 1 and 2 is enough. Anyway, that's the longest in terms of Lach B'Lach. I want to finish up from yesterday. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch by us in Siman Tzadiches in Siv Beis. We'll come back, but in Siv Beis, in his Arab min bemino benishpak bein in sheinu chol lamad olav sharo im noda sheru hetter mutter. Right? If there was Rov Hector, then it's Mutter, because it all dissipated. In other words, the Taz writes in Kohen Gimel, Hamaskon of a poskim diminishes his Arab amino min a Torah bottle below, Baalma, Shemar Akram Lato, so the Bonan Itzu was Shishim, Al Kane, Bimokam Shay Sophic, Yon Zeshe Nishba, as Lila Kula, Barmina Shahoya Shishim, Abumin Bain Aminot, sorry, Abumin Bain Aminot, sorry, Abumin Shishim Al Torah, came in Shmargishim, and after Tamay, so that's a different thing. All right, anyway, that's what I wanted to say. I printed on the sheets, I'm not going to go over it now. The Sefer HaTrumah, which we saw a lot of the possible calls, especially at the end, and Sim Nun, speaks, the tour has a good summary with the Beis Yosef. Okay, bottom line, to summarize, just in terms of all the configurations that the Sefer HaTrumah points out, the tour, the Beis Yosef, okay, I don't want to spend the time to you can see yourself, but just to summarize quickly. So, min b'sha, let's go over it again, min b'sha eno mino, lach b'lach, so, okay, min b'sha eno mino. So then the Isser gives a discernible tam, which asers the mixture, and therefore, you have to get rid of the tam, which is, we assume, for now, means shishim. And that's minatoro. That's minatoro. Okay? Alpi Svara just explained that. We'll go over it again. Let's remember something. Okay? We said all along that this whole suffix is only when it's not nikara isser, right? The isser is not discernible. But the point of tam kikar, which we're going to get to, okay, if there's flavor, discernible flavor, then you can't call that low nikara isser. You can tell. There's flavor there. So something is. I taste it. All right, so we'll come back to that point. But anyway, min b'sheinu min lach b'lach, Okay, the Isser gives off a flavor, and therefore it assers the tarovas, and therefore it has to be, in order for it to be mutter, it has to be in such a way, it has to be such a mixture that it doesn't give off enough flavor to taste, and that's what we call shishim, that's minat Torah. Okay, that's min b'mino lach, min b'eno mino lach b'lach, min b'eno mino yavish b'yavish, okay, min b'sheeno mino yavish b'yavish, so minat Torah, that should be multiple rov. Okay, but the Rabbanu requires shishim for a different reason, which we'll talk about, because you may end up cooking it, and then it will impact, will give off flavor. So therefore, with the Rabbanu, they require it. Again, min b'sheino, min b'sheino min lach b'lach, min haTorah requires 60. Min b'sheino min yavash b'yavash, min haTorah is batal b'rov, but the Rabbanu requires shishim, shema, you'll cook it up, and it'll give off flavor to something else. Min b'mino lach b'lach, that's with the rice of both of a rove, but with Rabbanon, it's requires shishim gzera atu enam mino, and min b'mino yavish b'yavish, that's what we assume is both of a rove, according to most Rishonim. I just want to end this unit, so to speak, by before going to the Siman the Shulchan Aruch. There's an important general chakira with regards to bitul b'shishim. Alach b'alach min b'she'en omino that plays in a number of different areas. Keep this chakira in mind. You'll see a lot of things fall into place. I've Soloveitchik developed, analyzed it, and others also. Okay, when we say b'alach b'alach, okay, basically based on what we just said before, right? We said that Mitzchanan said that even b'alach b'alach, okay. So in a certain sense, maybe you could say iser nepach lios heter and so on. But what about when it's a min b'she'en omino? It gives off flavor. So do we say, what do we say, balach balach? Do we say also that the gufa isur is bottle, the rov heter? Okay, balach balach eno. In other words, we just discussed before, mino, lach balach by min b'mino. And that's where I had the chiddush based on that Rambam, okay, that since it's all liquid and the gufa isur, in fact, disappears, so therefore we consider the whole thing as mutter, even according to the shittas who argue by yavish b'yavish, right? That's what we just said before. What about min be'eno? What if it's a lach b'lach min be'eno mino? Okay, so what happens? And that's flavor. So this is really the quick question: what does the flavor accomplish? Okay, do we say that nevertheless by lach b'lach the gufa iser effect disappears, but as long as there's flavor, okay, as long as there is flavor there? Right. Again, it's min b'sheino mino. So as long as their flavor, the iser, it's also because of that flavor. That's tam kikir. Now tam kikir itself, we'll see, can be two different things. Is that a brand new iser? It just means the other iser never disappears. So therefore, what you can only avoid a problem if the tam b'mitzias is gone. Does the whole thing revolve around tam? Do we say api alocha? Even by lach b'lach min b'sheino mino, the gufa iser is batel. It's a bit of rice, it's batel b'rov. But the reason we require shishim is why? Because kol zman that there's tam, kol zman that there's tam, so it's as if the iser still exists. Either it's a new iser or a holdover, the iser never really disappeared. All right. In which case, we would need for the tam to be gone b'mitzias. Or do we say no? By tarovis of min b'sheino mino, the iser was not batel. Okay, because of the tam, and therefore it's not enough to have bitul b'rov. In other words, not chad betray bitul b'rov won't work over there. What we need is a greater rov. You need a greater requirement. What is the nature of the requirement of shishim? Is that to get rid of the tam b'mitzias? Because kol zman there's tam, it's as if the iser didn't go away, or there's enough of a new iser that now remains usher. Okay, or do we say no? By teruvus min she'eino mino. It's not batel. Let's go back again. The basic question is, where does the shishim come from? Anyway, where does shishim batel b'rov? We know chad betray batel. That's acharam lahatos, right? It's sort of like you were asking before, in a way. Okay, but the question is, where does the shishim min be'eno mino? But lach b'lach requires shishim, right? Min haTorah. So what is that requirement? This is the chakira. What is the nature? This is again a general chakira. What is that nature of that requirement for shishim? Is that because really chad betray batel? Well, the Torah never mentions shishim per se, right? Where Torah says acharam lahato. So really, even by lach belach min m'she'eno mino, really, maybe because of the svara of the mitzvahana, whatever it is, the issur disappears. But because there's lingering flavor, so do we say that lingering flavor means, in effect, that the issue didn't disappear, either or there's a new issue. But let's assume the simple way: the issue didn't disappear. Is that what flavor means? In which case, that's why you need shishim, because you need something. Shishim practically, metzias, means there's no flavor imparted. So that's what the shishim requirement is. Or no, is shishim a requirement that you need a greater robe? Chad betray batal or bitul robe doesn't always work. Okay, you need a bigger robe. For example, I have to point this out in the same. For example, we're talking about by Bezin. I gave an example with 16 to 7. Okay, you know the din you learned Sunday. What if the din is 12-11 to execute? What's the din? It's not execute. Why not? It's Rove. What's the problem? 12-11 wins. The American Supreme Court fight with the 9 justices. Well, they will be, I guess, after tonight. So the not after tonight, after the fight. Whatever it is, so it'll be 5-4. Okay, so one, majority of one is enough. But we know that Matin, you know, we don't execute on the basis of a majority one. You require, in effect, what? A greater rove. Right? It's an exception. You require a greater rove. So maybe the same thing is here also. You need a greater rove. In a certain sense, it doesn't matter whether the tom is there or it's not there. If you have that greater rove, that's enough. That's going to play into a little bit, perhaps we'll touch upon even today, but it's going to come up in a number of different places. Okay, so hold that thought. That's just a chakir you should be aware of. The Shulchan Aruch, or the Beis Yosef rather, that points out in the beginning of Siman Tzadiches, Beis Yosef says, we're talking about the Bittul and so on, and he says, talks about shishim, and at the end the Beis Yosef says elof shehifsid b'emtza ha'maimer levar inyano shel kfeila. The Shulchan Aruch in effect digresses to talk about kfeila. Okay, to talk about timas kfeila. The Shulchan Aruch begins by saying isush and isara behetar and so on mishan amino. So and it digresses to talk about kfeila. So we're going to do that too. So we'll follow what it says in the Beis Yosef. We'll talk about kfeila. Where does kfeila come up? So that's in the news sheets from today. This will begin. The Gemara says in Chulin Sadi Zion Amud Aleph the following. Let's read the Gemara together. Now the Gemara gets to this from a particular Maisa Shehoya. There was some question what the Maisa was, but the Gemara says in the middle of Tzadi Zion Amud Aleph, middle of the page, the Gemara says Ravin Ravin Bar Rav Ada Omar Kilchis B'Ilfas Haba. There was a case of kilchas. Kilchas is a type of dog tame, type of fish. Okay, Rashi says sheketz dug in ketanim, small, non-kosher fish, right? That got mixed up in ilfas. Ilfas means a pot of meat. Okay, got mixed up with a pot of meat, small piece of fish, small, non-kosher fish, got mixed up with an ilfas, a pot of meat. All right. But also shailul or b'yechanan. So they came to b'yechanan and asked, "What's the story with this meat now that has this somehow this non?" Kosher fish got mixed in. They asked Rabbi Yochanan. So, v'amar lehu lit ame kfeila aramo. Let a kfeila, Aramean means a non-Jew, a goy. Let him taste it. Okay, let him taste it. And before we read that Rashi, we'll go a little further. Okay, amar Rava. Mereish hava kakashali. Rava said, I used to be troubled by the fact that Hodet Tanya, Bryce, we've had this already. Right back to Bas Machala for a moment. We have a pot that was used to cook fish, you shouldn't cook milchings in it. But if you did cook, then you have to see whether the pot, you know, generated any flavor into the meat. Whether the fleshing of pot gave off any flavor that will impact the dairy. All right, whichever way it is. Truma loyvasha b'chulin. Okay, truma. If you use something for truma, you can't use it for chulin. Bishel benos and tam, same thing. So Rava said to himself, one second. Bishel ma truma, how are you going to tell whether it gave off any flavor? How do you tell? So truma, I understand. Bishel ma truma, time la coin. Let the coin taste and see whether the truma flavor impacted this chulin or not. As Rashi explains, time la coin. Sheshnei mutar la chulin ma truma. Coin can eat truma and chulin. So he'll taste it and he'll tell you whether the truma product in fact impacted the taste of the chulin product or not. But I always wondered, bas v'cholov, who can taste it? Right, man tamo, who can taste it? By bas v'cholov. But he said Rava, hashtag, Rabbi Yochanan, samchina, kfeila ramah. Now that Rabbi Yochanan taught that you can rely on this guy tasting it, so Chanam is samchin rakvel aramo. So that's what we'll do over here too. We'll have a non-Jew taste it. And then it goes into the statement of Rava that we actually saw yesterday. Sometimes it's shishim, sometimes it's a Jew taste it, sometimes a goy taste it. We saw that Gemara yesterday. What is kfela aramo? This is important, Rashi. Rashi says, here again in the middle of Tzadi Zayim Aleph, lit ame kfela, nachtom oved kochom. A guy who's an after a baker, a chef, meaning a guy who's professionally skilled in tasting food. That's what this guy's business is. You know, he's got to know to put this amount of spice in. He's a cook. He's a chef. Okay? And that's his business, to know about food. The Ashmeinon, and says Rashi, this teaches us, Ashmeinon, the mutter lismach alav lofi tumo. You can rely on what this guy says, mesiach lofi tumo. What is mesiach lofi tumo? Casual conversation, right? Not, I don't say idle chit chat, but you know, okay, idle chit chat, casual conversation. You know, meaning says Rashi, below yo diyush etzrichel ledvar isavete. You don't tell him that we need to know this religious reason. It's supposed to ask him, hey, what does this taste like to you? Okay, casual, and he tastes it. Oh, it tastes like sort of meat with dairy, whatever. It's got the flavor of these fish. Oh, it's interesting. It's meat with fish flavor, and then you got your answer. Right, that's what Kfeila Aramo. So says Rashi. Okay, so in other words, now the two things that emerge from Rashi. Number one, Kfeila, Rashi seems to be stressing, is not stop any old non-Jew. It's got to be a Kfeila, a guy who knows food. Okay, he's got a professional, sensitive palate, because he's always working with food. He has to taste things, a chef. Okay, and therefore we rely on. And also, it's got to be that he doesn't know that we're asking him, for halachic reasons. So says Rashi. Look in Tosis. I mistake it. I put the wrong Ramakomas. I wrote Tosis Avot. It's the next Tosis, Samchinim. I apologize. I messed anybody over. Okay. But Tosis says, the Ramakomas Samchinim. It's a one-line Tosis. Look at it now. Afal Gav Dovi Kochavimu. Even though, Goy doesn't usually have them on us. I would have reliability in Halacha on a Goy. You don't know. You trust him. What, so nonetheless, over here, since this is this guy's business, he's not going to lie. Okay, he's not going to lie. He's going to tell you what it tastes like, because if he tells you it tastes like one thing, and then you eat it, and you realize it doesn't taste like that, so you go, what kind of chef is this? He can't tell the difference. There's pepper and there's no pepper. So I'm not going to recommend his food, right? In other words, basically, says Tosfos, is very different than Rashi. He's agreeing with Rashi that it's got to be a professional. But it sounds like Tosfos saying, no, not casual conversation. You want to know, well, they can argue, but what you want to know, says Tosfos, this guy is concerned, doesn't want to ruin his reputation as a food expert. Right? So you can trust him, because he's going to tell you the truth. Because this is his line of work, and he wants to be known as an expert in this area. We're going to come back to that. But that's what the Shita of Tosfos seems to be. Rashi, though, emphasized that it's only by Masiach Levitumo. The concern is, and we're going to today, we'll come back to this later, we interact with Goyim the same way, but at one time, again, there was distrust, understandably so, and if you tell the guy, that it's for religious reasons, who knows, he's going to start calculating in his head, he's going to tell you one thing, and it's not true. Therefore, what Rashi says, Mesiach Levitumo, it's a casual chat, that's okay. That's what Rashi says. The problem is that there is a Gemara in Baba Kama, and the Kufi Adal Rebbe, source 4. But the Gemara discusses, Amar Rashi, Ei Mesiach Levitumo Kosher, La Ilus Ishbovan. The Gemara says that you cannot rely on the testimony of somebody who's in general Apostle Eidus, if he's talking with Mesiach Levitumo, other than Eidus Isha. What does Eidus Isha mean? Okay, to again, an Aguna case, for example, Rashi explains there in 5, Leidus Isha, Shomam in a Tinokos, your Omen, Harer, Hoch, and Lispov, Lipvor, Ish Ploni. Case in Yavamas, right? And all the Agunasug is the end of Yavamas. So, yeah, there were kids or other people or Apostle Adas saying, oh yeah, I remember we went to so-and-so's funeral. They were chatting in the city of Tumo. They didn't know that it's Nogea now to this wife remarrying, right? The cake. You know that the way Aguna is used today is not the same way the term is used in the Gemara. Aguna today means, Aguna we know today, today's Aguna, they know where the husband is, just refused to give a get. Okay, so you get, what's it called, aura to go beat the guy up, whatever, make a protest, whatever you do. But that's the kind of the way Aguna's But in the olden days, the real Agun, and even now it comes up too, it came after 9/11, you know, and so on and so forth, where it's not that you know where the husband is, he refused to give a get. We don't know what happened to the husband. Was he killed? Went or traveled overseas, right? And no one ever heard from him again. Right? Again, that's what happened with after 9/11. And I remember coming across what someone gave me years ago. Many years ago, gave me a CD with Chuvas from American Rabbanim in the early 20th century. Not famous Rabbanim, but Rabbanim Talmid Chacham wrote Chuvas. There's one, like, for example, there's one Chuva there about the kashas of Coca-Cola in Atlanta, because Coca-Cola has a so-called secret formula. So, can you give Ashkoch? You don't know. You know. So what they used to do, I don't know if they still do, they said, the ingredients are among these. Okay, so they don't tell you exactly what they are. There's a truth about that. There's a truth about Agunas from the Titanic. More than 100 years ago, Agunas from the Titanic, it came up. Right, so anyway, so that's the classic Agunas. So here, the husband disappeared, so now, can you rely on somebody? They heard these kids, or are they, you know, talking? Yeah, I remember when I was younger, we went to so-and-so's funeral. So that, the Gemara there says, in such a case, it's kosher to believe. That's Mesiach Mitumo. He doesn't know that it's Nogea, that you're feeling sorry for this poor woman who's not able to get remarried. Now if I say something, it'll help her or whatever. No one knows what's going on. The kids, the people who are talking, it's Mesiach Mitumo. They're just chattering without knowing the halachic ramifications of their statement. So the Gemara says, Ein Mesiach Mitumo kosher, Eidus Isha. That's not acceptable, other than by Eidus Isha. So the question now becomes, how can Rashi here say by us that the guy, Mesiach Mitumo, is going to be relied upon to tell us what the flavor is? We're dealing here also with Nisir, right? If you look further in the sugya, okay, the Gemara asks and challenges it. The Gemara says, that's the case that was in the Gemara over there based on a mission, the Baba Kama, again, Kufi Yudal Beis, there was this swarm of bees, okay, and the question is, you know, did it come out of this beehive or that beehive? Or who's chasing and wants it? It belongs to this owner, that owner. And again, can somebody in the Sifri Tumo say, I saw where the beehive, where the bee came from? Okay? But that's only Kinyan Drabbanan. It doesn't work by Doraisa. And where it's another catch, again, you can read through yourself that the kid was saying that the was for sure a Kohen, but now we don't know. Anyway, they do believe him. Again, that's always, Gemara said, no, it's only by Truman Drabbanan. Another case where Shmuya, anyway, you can read the Gemara yourself. The bottom line, what emerges from that Gemara is that we do not rely on Mesiach Mitumo, some idle chatter by somebody, idle conversation by somebody, in Dinah that a Doraisa. And Lechora, we're talking about here in our case of Tarovas, is Doraisa. Right? So how can Rashi say that we rely on the testimony of this Kfela, this food chef, this food expert, because what he said, it's Mesiach Mitumo, that's what Rashi said, it has to be Shamir. Again, the language of Rashi, Vashmi'ina demutu lismachal fitumo. Okay? Why? It's against the Pharisee Gemara, Baba Kama, that says you don't rely other than by Eidus Isha, it's an exception. Okay? And so on. So, there's a Chuvah from the Chumas Hadeshin, Simon Ayin Tes. So those who are learning the Beitzo. Okay? Kanu beitzim and anachar b'yom tov shecholei osachar Shabbos. A guy got beitzim from a goy, right? The first million beitzim, right? The guy got beitzim from a goy on a Sunday yontif, right after Shabbos. V'anachar ha'mesech v'tumo shenoldu kodem beiz o gimel yomim. The guy was saying, oh yeah, my hen gave birth to all these eggs 3 days ago. He wasn't saying it to make the sale. It was mesech v'tumo. So now can the Jew, right, beitzim shenoldu yontif, I'm assuming everybody knows the situation, right? You're not allowed to use eggs that were noldu b'yomtiv, you know, following Shabbos and so on. So the question here is, the goy's telling you, it was the eggs came out a few days before. So that's what Chumas Hadesh was asking, you're allowed to rely on that goy to be able to eat those eggs today on yomtiv. So he writes, Chumas, Yeroa delo sharinilu, velo samchina adram shal nachri ki agamna fil mesir v'tua. He says, I don't think you can rely on this guy even a simply tumo. Because we're dealing here, at least according to some shittas, those remember again, at least Hachonas, Doraisa, the Gemara has what, four explanations and debates as to what exactly this or Bitch all we have to be. So come someone who's Xavier Shem it is. But Hachonas, Doraisa, at least according to one shittas, Doraisa. But Chumas Hadesh says, we're dealing here with a possible Issa Doraisa. And Issa Doraisa, you can't rely on. He says openly, Issa Doraisa, lo samchinan, anochim a simply tumo. Okay? And he quotes this Gemara in Baba Kama, right? I mean, the Chumas Hadesh says on the third line of Issa Doraisa, lo samchina nachar mesiach mitumo. We don't rely on it. Like the Gemara in Baba Kama. Dei mesiach mitumo kashal beidus isha. And by Shuya, when he was kidnapped, they were makel to say that, no, they're going, had relationship with her, somebody can testify that, and so on and so forth. But another, the Rabbanim, but not by Nisa Daraisa. So that's what he says. Now, then he asks, the third line of the reading, Tomar, our Gemara Chulin, the Mibishan Amina Amra Ban Litom Kfela, Upiris Rashi, the Samchil, like Kfela, the Nachum is filled with Tumo. What about our Gemara, which also Dinda Raisa? Okay? So, he gives an answer. If you hold like Tosus, he quotes like Tosus, or Renatami. So, he says that Kfela is different. Do umnosu bekach velo merach haskosu. This is his livelihood, like we said in Tosus, that it's not, he doesn't want to jeopardize his reputation of being a food expert. So that's why it's a different case. Okay, and we'll see later. The Rosh requires, like Rashi requires both, but we'll get back to that. But he says, not like Rosh Moses, you know, we'll get back to the different sheet momentarily. Okay, well, look at Shmuel Sedesh is a nice summary. He says at the end, Yishlomar de Sober Kirashi de Tam Kika de Rabbanon. We're going to learn that according to most Rishonim, when there's Tam in the mixture, we're dealing with this of the rice. That's called Tom Kiker. Just like the Iker item is also, even if the item's not there, Tom Kiker, and we'll see what the Makaris are. That'll be the next Shir later this week, because Hashem will stop with that. But the Chosadesh says, could be Rashi's and Shitoso. Rashi holds that the whole issue of a Tarobis is only an issue of Rabbanon. So it says Rashi, good. That's why we can rely on the God. It's simply Tumo. Simple. Because it's a Drabbanon. The Gemara says, we saw in the Baba Kama, that a Drabbanon, we can't rely on a Gemara simply Tumo. So according to Rashi, the whole thing's only a Drabbanon. The problem is, that it says it by Basim Chalav. Right? The Gemara gave an example of Basim Chalav. That's not Drabbanon. Basim Chalav is the Raisa. Unless you want to say, it wasn't Derek Mishal, you can fetch answers and so on. But that's what Shmuel Sedesh says. Okay? Yesha Sobek Rashi, Tom Kiker is Drabbanon. Alright, anyway, in terms of Rishon, but Rashi, bottom line here is that Rashi is saying that you can rely on the Goyim Mesiach of Itumo, and either because Rashi is Shitoso, but the problem is again what the Rishon and Achron try to deal with, but most hold not like Rashi. Most hold Tom Kiker is Doraisa. So then we're kind of a little bit stuck. Alright? So then you have to come on to other possible answers. The Rosh, just for the record, it's not just Rashi. The Rosh here in Chulin, in Parag Zion, Simon Chof Hei, seems to hold like Rashi in this matter as well. Because the Rosh writes, and basically quotes just like Rashi, he says, Parag Zion, Alocha. Parag Zion, Simon Chof Hei. The Rosh writes, Rav Barad, etc., Kilchus Bilfas, that case. Kfela Arma Perish Nachtam of Kochavim Shamina Mina Dumutaram Lismo Chalav of Vitumo. Lo Yodiyu Shitzar Kolodvar Isim Heter. Okay, so that's the Rosh seems to hold like Rashi as well. The Rashba in his Chidushim in Chulin on this daf, Tzari Zayin, Dio Masel Amar Rava, and also in the Taurus Abayas Or Abayas Dalot Shar Alav, the end of daf Tezam Alav Gomer Tezam Beish, I printed here in source number 9. Okay, says differently. He's bothered. It has to come out differently. He says, by a regular, it sounds like he was learning that the reason Rashi insisted that it had to be a kfela is because he has expertise in taste. Right? His palate is discerning. He's a discerning palate. Some people, eat anything. Right? How does it taste? Great. Everything's good. Shiva got eat anything. Right? I mean, but a kid should eat everything. Good or no good, eat it all. Right? But some people have a more discerning palate. But the Rashba doesn't like that, neither in his Chidushim nor in the Taurus of Bias, because the truth of the matter is, it has to be. Okay? Because when we say Tom, it has to be Tom of an average person. When we all this chat about Min B'Shein Omino, that it gives off flavor. I mean, flavor, it means to the average Joe, not to the average person. Not to some guy with a discerning palate who can tell you just by tasting it that there's this amount of pepper and that amount of oregano or whatever else. But not what it means. It's Tam Ben Adam. That's what the Rashba writes. Okay? He says, it's got to be, he says, Kol Tam She'enu Nirgash L'chol HaTom Enu Tam. You know, again, we go by Tam Ben Adam. If the average person wouldn't be able to tell, Adarabah. If the guy's an expert, maybe he can discern the milk flavor in this meat, or the fish flavor, whatever your mixture is. Maybe he can discern it, whereas the average person can't discern it. Not the rabbi. So says the Rashba, that's not what we mean by a discernible tom. Discernible tom means what? Discernible, the average person. You can taste, oh, and Dafka, not somebody who has expertise, who may be able to discern a flavor that the average person, because this is, you know, it's like, I remember Shatla spoke about it, but he was asked a question by a guy who was a dentist. Okay, so a dentist is used to looking in the mouth at a very, very small piece of metal that he puts in his foot filling and so on and so forth. So he's a very sharply trained eye for certain things. So, you know, the person asked me, he said he could see that his tefillin were not merubah, were not square. You and I would look at it, look square to me. This guy is a very keen eye because he's looking loose. He can see that it's around it. The average person wouldn't. So generally speaking, we go by the average person. You know, like I pointed out in the past, the, you know, I think I may have said this once. You have these pictures that people hang in the sukkah. I have it myself, I'm not making fun. They have scenes, you know, scenes from Yerushalayim, and Erev Sukkahs, people buying what I spoke of, people building sukkahs. They always have a picture of some guy with an esrog with a magnifying glass. But he's looking at the esrog and the magnifying glass. I don't think you have to look at the magnifying glass. Okay, I mean, the general rule, but does it, do you have a spot over here? Does it look like it? You don't have to look at the magnifying glass. Look by the average person. So that's what the Rashba, in effect, is saying over here also. But, okay, so it has to be flavor really discernible by everybody. So why do we then insist on a kfeila? Why didn't the Gemara just say l'tame akko, l'tame aramo? The Gemara uses the term avanochri or goy akko. What are you going to call him? Kusi, right? Sometimes it's all words are tampered with by censors and so on. Whatever it is, the Gemara, why don't take kfeila? And the Rashba can't argue that fact. The Rashba can't take away the fact that the Gemara does say kfeila. So Rashba says, yes, you know why? Because even though the tom has to be discernible to the average person, the tom, it has to be, you know, has to be discernible to the average person, but, by the way, as a side point, and the Rashba brings a raya, that's got to be the case, because the parallel case that the Gemara mentioned with the Truman Chulin, who tastes it? The Kohen. It doesn't say a Kohen who's an expert taster. Right? Maybe it should be the same thing. Why didn't it say, find a Kohen who's a kfeila? It doesn't say, there's not a Kohen, average Kohen. That's the Rosh Bosh Raya. They were talking about the average person. In a case of Truman Chulin, doesn't say that. It has to be someone who's an expert in discerning tastes. But he says, at the end of the day, here, we're afraid, Taka, that the guy's not going to tell the truth. And that's our concern. We can't rely. There's no nemonis. Now, whether, again, whether it's a practical thing or a lachic thing, I don't want to go into that now. But we're afraid he may not tell you the truth. Why should he tell you the truth? Maybe he doesn't want to be bothered by, yeah, what do you want it to taste like? I'll tell you it tastes like that, right? You can't trust him. But a guy who this is his livelihood, this is his reputation that's at stake, then just a moment. Okay, so that's why we require, if it's going to be a kfeila, then it's dafka not misilchi tumo. Okay, because he doesn't want to jeopardize his reputation. Now at the end, kfeila, so look at the last few words, the last few lines of the Taras Habayis. He says, "V'lo amru kfeila aramo elam shum dilma nochri da'al meshaker." But kfeila lo meira nafshe. The kevon shekain he kfeilu afilu sholem osov yodeya shilinin esu had to sholem osov som kanalav. V'lo beina mesichli tumo. Okay, the halo meira nafshe v'misich. But then he adds, "But v'im mesichli tumo." But if it's mesichli tumo. Afilu shar b'nei adam, then even a regular guy. Because when do you need a kfeila? When it's not missing. A kfeila is when it's not missing tumo. And a regular ben adam is afilu shar b'nei adam. But he writes, it's afilu, if it's missing tumo. So he's making, we'll come back, but look what he writes at the end. V'yesh machmir delo samchinan el a kfeila uba missing tumo. That's Rashi. V'yesh locha shedivayim. He says, even though I don't agree, I think we have to be choshes for Rashi, who says you need both. It has to be kfeila and mesilchi tumo. All right? Now, the Prima Gadim and the Rosh Yosef on that Rashi, Tzadi Tzaman Aleph, right? Gimaskel, Mirish Rashi, Tamei, Okay, he says Rashi says it's dafka mesilch mitumo. Okay, and he says his concern is the goy acher eno mavkin kol kachatam b'shem yesh bo tam eno margish. We don't. He says a different. Not to try to think the guy's going to lie, but he won't be that careful. He won't be that careful. I mean, maybe he did discern the meat, the milk flavor, or the tray flavor. But he's just, it's casual talk, you know, he's not going to be that careful. Maybe he doesn't know what you're looking for. Yeah, what it tastes like. It tastes like a piece of meat. You know, that's all he answered. He's casual about it. All right, maybe there is time he doesn't discern it. But an Uman is an expert, lo mishaker, he's not going to do that. So therefore, Rashi's out, dafka l'kfeil Yisrael b'tumo, v'yisrael l'kfeil l'goy, mesif b'tumo. That's the sheet of Rashi. But again, according to Rashi, we still have that problem. If it's mesif b'tumo, so how can you rely on a non-Jew? It's against the Gemara Baba Kama. So again, if you hold, like some other Rishonim, that it's not Mesilchei Tumah, that it's talking about an expert, okay, we solved the problem. Which they're going to have to say, because they don't agree that Tom Kinker's on Darbana. But there are a couple other possible ways out of it. The Taz, yeah.
You don't understand. Can Kfela also be Mesilchei Tumah?
Well, according to the Rosh Paul's language, is a little bit in the Sifri Tumah. It can be the Sifri Tumah. But the truth of the matter is, it seems to me that it's almost, it's better with the Kfela if it's not the Sifri Tumah. Because the Kfela, the point is you're counting as a Kotis. Yeah, I don't think they will necessarily. Yeah. Okay? Now, the Taz here in Simen Tzadik Chesiv Kotin Beis. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a long Taz. Kick us off here, but the right now we're only at the end. He says, near about 6 or 7 lines on the bottom. Nearly the Ashbol by Rosh, the hard I mean goes of the anus between them and the Mila the Raisa. How will be meeting the boy Edus Dafka? The Taz makes the following chiluk. The whole concern of the Gemara and Baba Kama that we don't rely on a guy Masifri Tumo is in situations where you need edus, halachic edus. Okay, avo beisim hashenikim beisim heter shaper mahani. The bezel lo bein an edus gemura. We're not looking for edus here. Okay, we're just trying to establish some facts. In other words, the Taz says that the whole kasha again, according to Rashi, you can get it out of it by saying holy drabon. But even if he doesn't, even though it's Tom Kiker or the Raisa, it's still not a steer to the Mar Baba Kama. Why not? Because it says the Taz, because the Gemara Baba Kama, when it says we don't rely on a garden simply tumo, that's only in situations which ordinarily require regular edus, right? Like edus isha, but that's an exception, right? But it's a case ostensibly which ordinarily would require edus. Masha Eno Kenu says b'isu beheter shaper man the bezel lo bin edus gemur elo bin yesh on a hochach asagi. And he says, Teda, da Eirech HaNem Yisur. Well, in a case in Bezin, we don't say Eirech HaNem Yisur, because that requires Eidus. So in a situation where Eidus is taka required, so then you're right, we won't believe a garden is simply tumor. All right? But if it's a case which anyway don't need Eidus, just clarifying facts, like for example, Eirech HaNem Yisur, then Bimkein HaNem Yisur, simply tumor. Dimizei Yeshon Yisur, Shein Sham Yisur, Bisagi Bizeh. We have reason to believe now that this guy told us that there's no milk flavor here, or there's no tray flavor, whatever it was. So that's enough. Okay. The haraya shekfeila mahani afilu beelus l'vutumah mitam de lo miriches koso. He says, and the other side, according to those who've shown him, the Tos and others, that the expert, the kfeila, is relied upon even not necessarily tumah. Why? Because we have a chazaka that he won't want to ruin his reputation. Says the Taz. Do we ever say that by cases of Bezdin? Well, we can accept testimony from this guy, because this is his area, okay, and therefore we won't want to ruin his reputation. We don't do that. Doesn't work in Bezdin. That doesn't work in Bezdin. Okay, so obviously his event is a different area. So therefore the Taz says no stira to begin with. I mean, there are other cases, by the way, Mr. Heter, where we're trying to rely on a guy because of his expertise. I mean, oh, it's neither. Sometimes you have to ask the doctor and so on and so forth. Doctor's not Jewish. So there are other cases where there, you know, the people are Jewish about to rely on a non-Jewish doctor to say that this doubt, you know, comes from here, whatever. I mean, some people who are passing up this neither have to know that. But anyway, that's the teretz of the Taz over here. Okay? That's only require aiders. That's what the Gemara Baba Kama is talking about. But that's not our case. just like Erech and Misurin, or this concept of Lo Berech Almanoso, that doesn't apply by regular Eders. That's the Taz's answer to the Kasha. So therefore, you don't have to come on to what the Chumash Hadesh said, well, Rashi just holds it, Tam Kikr's Drabonim. Even if you hold Tam Kikr's Daraisa, and we're dealing here with the Tarobas with the Raisa Shiloh, you can still rely on Misifli Tumo, because it's a separate side, it's not against the Marmot Kama. I was only talking about cases of Eders. The Shach has other answers to this question. The Shach is also Sukkot and Beis, also long Sukkot. Shach first tries one theory, the Shach has two theories. One is that we only say all those cases in Baba Kama are cases where you're trying to undo an Isser. It's called Ischazik Isura. It was already an Isser in place. Okay, it was already an Isser in place. We're trying to say there was definitely a Vada Isser, and now we're trying to say, right, what took place. The woman, in the case of Eidus Isha, she was an Eishas Ish, that's Vada. Now we're saying, can you believe a guy specifically to him? Ordinarily not. Eidus Isha is a cool, right? Special circumstances. But that's not to do with us. Here we have a Suffolk. Nothing, here in our case in Tarovitz, there's a Suffolk. It's not that it was definitely a Schazik Isur. There's no Schazik Isur on this meat or on this, and all these pieces of meat. We don't know. So we have a Suffolk. So therefore, in that case, says the Shach, he doesn't like that answer. He begins with that answer. And at his first Teretz, it's about halfway down, he says, the Yesha, who wrote some Lataretz. The Yesha, who wrote some Lataretz. And some wanted to give that answer. But he gives a different answer. And he says, basically, the Gra seems to like this also in Sukkot and Beis, that the answer is we call Milsa David Leguye. Okay, now this works by the Nachton, okay? But even by a regular person. We're afraid that God is not going to tell the truth. Yeah, that's not if I'm going to find out the facts myself 5 minutes later. Even a not an expert, even not a kfeila. We don't have to worry that the Goy is going to be imprecise or he's going to be dishonest or whatever, when you can find out the fact. He asks you, you ask the guy, what does this taste like? And he tells you it tastes like regular meat. And now I'm going to eat it. What are you talking about? It's a dairy flavor, right? It looks like an idiot, right? It's not going to lie. It's not going to be sloppy. That's something you can find out the facts yourself 2 seconds later. Yeah.
Unless you told him that it's a heifer and he ate juice.
Oh, right? What's that? Right. So that's so according to Rashi, Rashi said that you shouldn't tell him. You shouldn't tell him what it's for. But that's what the Shach says. It's not a steer to the Gemara Baba Kama, because the Gemara Baba Kama is not case of Milsa David Leguye. By the way, that could be, although by Eidus Isha, it could be. You don't have to worry, the guy's in a line, said the man died. As far as he knows, the guy can show up an hour later. Okay, and then show him to be a liar. Right? I mean, so we don't have to, we're not learning about this now, but maybe that's part of the Svara over there too. Right? They're not going to make a full statement about something that can easily, can verifiable within a short period of time. So therefore, So in effect, the combination of Milsa de Vigluye and the Sifli Tumo, that's enough. Okay, that's the terrence which the Taz gives. Now there's a long placing. I printed the whole place in cotton base on the sheets. It's Kastam, it's a nice Hazara, and also introduction to other things. And we're not gonna read the whole thing now for sure. Okay. But he says he mentions the Chumash Hadesh. He has the same kasha, right? Lomi is with Tumot against the Gemara Baba Kama and so on. And he says that maybe because Tamki was not Daraisa, the Chumash Hadesh. He goes, I don't think that's true because we see it by other cases. But towards the very end, on the next page, if you have time to read it, it might help you. At the very end, the place he says the following. Okay. And it's really, he says, Magufa kasha is on the next page, top line. Nearly poshut ki vaday af shano matirin vaday archa kach yat imene yisrael yviyimse botam yisur pshita dosa the kusi shikar b'drach. Not like exactly like the shop milsa really gluye, but let's say the guy was telling the truth. He didn't taste any milk here. He didn't taste any trait in this mixture. Now you ate it, and you tasted it. You tasted it. Do we say oh, it's mutter because the guy said that's it? This guy was a kvela. He tasted it. He told me there's no flavor. Now, I ate it myself, and I tasted the flavor. Do we still say, no, it's mutter, right? So, Samchir Gmar says, Samchir la kvela rama. We can rely on the kvela. The kvela told me there's no trade flavor here, but I tasted myself. So, vada, you're not allowed to eat. Pshita da asa. Okay? He lied, he wasn't careful, or whatever it may be. He says, at the end of the day, we're going to rely on your ta'ima. And he connects us to the fact that there is a din, that a person, even with something which is usr, darabanan, te'ima, what I call tongue tasting, just to taste it, is allowed. The discussion, the rivash, as a tshuva, It's in Reish Peches, we're printed in source 15, okay, about a tinus. You know, can you taste something? Can I taste something out of tinus? I'm not going to swallow it, I'm not going to chew it, we'll just taste it, and so on. That's what he talks about. And you can taste, and, you know, in other words, since the Jew can taste it, and you'll taste right away, is the guy telling the truth or not? You'll be able to taste it right away. So at the end of it, such a case, that's when you can rely. That's also not a steerer to the Gemara Baba Kama, says the Plessy, because basically you're really relying on yourself. You're relying on the guy insofar as what? Being allowed to taste it, because once the guy said it's okay, now we're dealing in Pesachness of the Rabbanon. Now you taste it, and you see a taka has a trait flavor to it, so then you're not allowed to eat a taka. We don't rely on the guy, right? In other words, the Akum tastes it first, and he says, Mesil Bitumo, that it's okay. And now the Yisrael eats it, okay, that it's only Rabbanon at that point to taste it. So you're not really relying, you're relying on the Akum only insofar as allowing you to take a tongue taste. Right, and then you'll make the decision. Now you can tell. Right, in other words, now you're like the Kohen in a way. Right, the Kohen who can eat both Tum and Chulin. Once the Goy has said specifically Tumo that it's no trait flavor, that's enough for you to taste it yourself before swallowing it, and then you'll see if Taka has a trait flavor. You spit it out. We're not going to say that. Oh, now you can eat it. Right, that's the longest of the place based on that Shuvas Harivash. Okay, now the Pura Godim Sifsei Das here in Sukkot and Beis is not thrilled with that placey, because in effect he says that the idea of the rivash is mamish to taste and spit out. Where in order to taste a trait flavor or milk flavored meat, the Sifsei Das, the Pugadim posits, you have to do more than just a tongue taste. You have to do more than that. Yeah, and that the halacha wouldn't allow. In other words, it's a matter of shiurin, so to speak. In other words, that's the Pirugonim's time against the place. Okay? The case of the Rivash doesn't allow Mamish tasting it. He says he tongue tastes and spit it right out. That's not enough necessarily to discern flavor. So he rejects that. Pirugonim rejects that place. The Piskei Tshuva, okay, the Piskei Tshuva and Sukkot and Aleph, also has a taina that really we don't usually allow tongue tasting, not because of the Pirugonim says, but he brings a earlier in the Yarday and some Membeis, that it's only a special situation where we allow that. The Gemara has talks about a mara memory shade, that's the gallbladder. Okay, so let's say you find that the animal it's in Hilchos Treifos. You find that the animal has no gallbladder. Okay, now, having no gallbladder means that it's a treifer. That's one of the organs that's missing. It's called a treifer. But sometimes the gallbladder is small enough that it sort of gets absorbed. It's in the liver. So what do? So you cut the liver. And you can and just taste the tongue taste the liver to see if there's a flavor of the gallbladder. I don't know what the liver tastes like, what the gallbladder tastes like. But again, I guess someone does know can do that. So the Piskei Tshuva here in Sukkot and Aleph said it's only in that particular case. Okay? It's only in that particular case that we're makel and in general we're not makel to rely on tongue tasting and so on. Alright? Just to finish up, to go a little further, just to go a little bit further, we saw already, so getting back now to Kfeila, however it works, and now we have different means of resolving the problem of Sifri Tumo versus the Gemara Baba Kama. Now the question again, which we've touched upon already with the Rashba and Tosus, do you need Dafka Kfeila? So Rashi says, yes, Dafka Kfeila. Okay? And we don't rely on Stamagoy. Presumably, the way some learn Rashi, because he won't be so careful about the flavor. Okay, which the Rashba rejected, but that's what Rashi says. And in fact, Rashi says you need both. You need Kfeila, an expert, and you need Hamasir Vitumo. The Rashba that we saw, and he spells it out as well, I printed source 18, Chuvas Rashba, Chelek Aleph Simen Tov Tzadi Vav. Okay, he says, Mashakasav Koshinir Lachayosam Yushal Kadir Mishom the Dafka Kfeila, Masir Vitumo. Okay, that's Rashi. Right, you need both Kfeila and Masir Vitumo. And he says, "Ani kvar amarti sheish locha shel divrayim." Right, that was the Rashba and the Taras Habayis that says, quoting Rashi, you have to be choshish for that. But of arayis machrichos yesh the kfeila lav dafka. But I believe, my heart of hearts, that you don't need a kfeila. That it's any guy would do if he's misfilled with tumo. So it comes out that according to, and that's how the Rivash writes a different shul of Taflam and Gimel. Okay. Basically, it comes out as sheet number two, I guess. is you need either a guy misifri tumo or an expert who's not, even if he's not misifri tumo. But either one is okay. Either one is okay. That's what seems to be from the Rashba and the Rivash, also the different shoe, not the one I printed. I forgot to print it, but it's tough line again if I want to look it up. Okay, two is a Rivash. So according to these we've shown him, not like Rashi says, you need both. You need expert and misifri tumo. So he's not always believed, he didn't need an expert. He's only believed in misifri tumo. Not always. Just misifri tumo. So you need both of those things. The Rashba seems to say either or. Okay, either a stam goy if he's misifri tumo, or an expert if he's not misifri tumo. The Ram here in the Rif of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the page of the Rif. Okay, the Maslam Din B'mino. Okay, the different sheet that he says it has to dafka be an uman, but not dafka misifri tumo. He agrees with Rashi that it has to be an expert, but not necessarily misifri tumo. And that's how the Ritva seems to agree as well. Okay. In other words, the Ram insists you can't rely on stamagoy, because maybe you won't tell the truth, and therefore you need an uman, but it doesn't have to be, but it does not have to dafka be misifri tumo. That's how the Chiddush Ritva writes here in Sani Zayin, B'dimam Aska Samchinan, Samchinan Kvela Pirish al Nachtam Goy Shu Boki B'tamim. Okay, the near and dvarim the low beinan she tallim lufi tumo. Can mash mirish Rashi, not like Rashi. The ad the rabba came the milsi David legluyan who, so therefore he'll be more careful and so on. So it doesn't have to be necessarily simply tumo. So that's another sheet. And finally, 21 is the sheet of the Rambam. Okay, the tome with the Rambam holds. The Rambam is in Perik Tes Vav Vilchus Machlokes Asuras Halacha Lamed. You'll tell me what words are not in the Rambam. Tes Halacha Aleph. Halacha Lamed. Here we go. Imhaya Basi B'Cholav. Yain Nesel B'Yain Arla. Ukilah Kerish. Enough with Vash. Obisar Shkatsu Moshim Shispashim Meyer. Ukilah Tzvav. Toim Osam Hagoy. The Somchen Al Piv. A guy tastes it and we rely on what he says. Imam are Imbo Tam, or Shema Yesh Bo Tam, Tam Rahu, it's Tam Pogam, then a Kalmutter is not going to be the Sofa Lashbiach and so on. So what does the Rambam not insist on? Kfeilu. What does he also not insist on, apparently? Simi Tumo. Rambam says, a guy, whatever he says, goes. Okay, so the Rambam doesn't mention Kfeilu, and he doesn't mention Simi Tumo either. Okay, so that's the, that's apparently the sheet of the Rambam. We take a look at, I guess it's the broadest heter, basically. Okay, a good summary of this, as always, appears in the tour. If I look it up, the tour says, "Amar Yochanan Kol Shiva B'Shisha Amar Rabba Amar Rabbanu B'Tama Amar B'Fkel That Gemara." And he says, "What is Kfeilu? The Minik Kfeilu Goy Im Amar She'Ein B'Tam Chalamutu Kosav Rashba." The ain sarak shiye umon bekach alafil stamenerem she kol tam she no nigel she stamenerem eno tam because of old beimu umon afil yodeh she somklon. What's the difference according to the Rashba? Like we said before, if it's an umon, so then it's better to know that we're relying upon it because we want to ruin his business. Okay, if it's stamagoy, then it's only specifically tumo because of old beimu umon afil yodeh she malav neman she no mafsid cheskasim. The Yesh Mishah said it's Rashi, Achi, Uman, Ume, Sibyl, Tumi, both, the Chain Kosov, don't have a rush now, Shetzorch, Shalom, Yeda, Shesom, Rabbi, Nidis, Meheter. Okay? So that's the, that is the rush, that is the right rush agreement with the Rosh Bo, I'm sorry, with Rashi, and against the Rosh Bo, that's the tour. Okay, and the Beis Yosef on the page, you can look through, you can see all the sheets. How do we pass him? So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph, as we finish up. Isser Shinisar Beheter. Min Bishaino Mino. Kagom. Chelev. That's what both in the Shach and the Tazik on our point. It means Chelev and the Tzere. Chelev Shinisar Bebosa. So what do you do? Yat Amenu Oved Kochabim. A goy should taste it. Im Omer Shein Botam Cholov. O She Omer Sheyesh Botam. El Shepogom Mutter. Rusher Shof Shaloi Sofa Lashbia. So far, it sounds like the Rambam, but then he throws in, but v'tzarech shelo yeda shesomkin alav. But he has to know that we're not relying upon it. Tzarech sheyeda shelo somkin alav. So that's what he throws in. You have to know that he's that we're not relying upon it. Okay, So that's more like the Rashba. So that's how the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch goes. Biragrots, Kornei points out, that's like the Rashba. He says, but again, he doesn't stress that it has to be a kfeila, that's the point. He does not stress that it must be a kfeila. If there's a guy who doesn't know that we're lying on it specifically tumo, it's enough to have a regular guy. We'll discuss a little bit why. But anyway, that takes care of this. We'll stop over here. Again, I want to finish a couple other things that I'll get to this year. Namely, you know, what happened, what role, what's the connection between kfeila and shishim? What if I have shishim, do I still need a kfeila? And so what happens if they conflict? And then finally, the statement of Ramo, which we see that among Ashkenazim, we don't rely on kfeila. And I printed there a tshuva from Rav Avadia Yosef. I printed the whole tshuva. Because apparently the Kaf HaChaim and other Sfarim Shposkim say that, guess what, the Sfarim also don't rely on kfeila nowadays. So says the Kaf HaChaim. And Rav Avadia says, analyze that a little bit. We'll talk about that Thursday. Okay. Tomorrow will be the Halacha Shiur 101. Okay.